Is it really? Okay, then we've got to talk about this a little bit. So tell me about the set a little bit and how this brainchild came to be.
So what the 30th anniversary, okay, let's go back. As the 30th anniversary, we knew we wanted to do something for the 30th anniversary of the brand. And so we were brainstorming, okay, it's like, you know, we want to celebrate it. We had the Dinobot set, and we were going to take the movie molds and do that and celebrate it the 30th way. But we wanted a unique way to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the brand. So we thought of all kinds of stuff, you know, probably things that you'd think of, you know, re-releasing, you know, the 84 Optimus and doing things that, you know. And actually, this wasn't my idea. It was two members of our team came up with this concept, and they said, you know what? What if we celebrated it through music? And music's always been a big part of the brand, and it was something that, you know, you saw from the original animated movie, and it's been through the years just a big part of the brand. And they came to us and said, what if we kind of, you know, quote unquote, retold the story of how the war started? So there was a band, the Knights of Unicron, and Optimus, Megatron, Soundwave, and Jazz were in it. And they had this heavy metal band, and back in the early '80s, in the late '70s, early '80s. And then, due to creative differences between Optimus and Megatron, as any band, most bands have creative differences over their legacy, they literally split and could not come to an agreement, and thus the Autobots and Decepticons began, and the Great War started. And it was a fun kind of quote-unquote story to tell of how Transformers, of how it all started, and but doing it through music. So we did this cool kind of took the characters, these four characters. We added soft goods, which we've never done, did some crazy colors, instruments that transform, and, you know, did this whole theme with vintage posters and a vintage vinyl covered, with no actual vinyl, but the actual cover, VIP access pass, a roadie case, a CD jacket that tells a story. And it was a fun way to celebrate the 30th anniversary, but just doing something way out there. And then from there, we collaborated with Nuclear Blast Records, the record label. And we have some contacts there, and we showed them the concept, and they were really excited by it. And they said, you know what? What if we took it a step further? What if we, you know, what if we did a CD sampler, and we did some of our bands on here with the artwork celebrating the 30th anniversary? So we're like, that's awesome. And so we actually have a CD. It's got 17 different tracks on it of actual bands in Nuclear Blast's roster of bands in their portfolio. That CD sampler will be given away at Comic-Con throughout the convention. We did a great collaboration with ESP Guitars, and we are giving away, and Kirk Hammett. And so on Saturday, we are doing a giveaway of two Kirk Hammett edition ESP guitars that have the Knights of Unicron imagery on it. So the guitar is in the booth, and it's on display. You go to Nuclear Blast's booth. It's booth number 503. And you can register to win. It's free to register. You just go in there. Two winners will be selected by Kirk Hammett from Metallica. He's going to select those winners, and he's going to, because it's an ESP Kirk Hammett edition guitar, he's going to sign the guitars that the winners get, take photos with the winners, and that's going to be on Saturday at 1:30 in the Hasbro booth. So it's been a fantastic collaboration between ESP, Kirk Hammett, across Hasbro and Nuclear Blast, and kind of all coming together to really give this fantastic collaboration across and celebrate the 30th anniversary. So it's been a lot of fun. Been a fun project to work on and to bring this. And hopefully fans like it. We know it's polarizing. We saw the chatter online. People are like, I love it. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And other fans are like, what is this? This is crazy. This is madness. But you know what? It's fun. And that's what it's Comic-Con. It's fun. We wanted to do something different. And we hope that people enjoy it, get a kick out of it. It was a fun project to work on. Fun way to celebrate the anniversary and all the collaborations we did with our partners. And So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. What's really cool about Comic-Con is the boxes.
Yeah.
I swear to God that like this set, the Sold Meat, was the entire package deal you get here, not just this. And the same with the Dinobots. I mean, that's an amazing box set.
Yeah.
How do you guys come up with that kind of stuff? I mean, is it like Comic-Con, we're going to work on the box more than we do the toys type deal?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, we feel that the packaging is part of the experience for an exclusive at Comic-Con. And it is with anything we do. The thing is with Comic-Con, because, you know, some of the price points are higher, we can have a little bit more flexibility as far as, you know, with the price point. We can also, with, you know, when you see packaging in retail, there's also guidelines you have to follow, retail guidelines, to make sure we have planograms correct. Here, because it is a one-off and it's unique, we can design the package to the concept at hand. So they really are designed together.
Okay.
You have this great, you know, what we deliver in toy, but then also how is it going to be delivered in packaging and in that experience, you know. And we really, we cherish the thought that somebody's going to buy this and spend good money on this, and we want to deliver to them something special, something that when they open it, it's an experience of, you know, from the first time they open it and they're taking the product out, whether it's posters or the toys or anything inside, that it is it's part of the whole thing. You know, it's not meant to be just open, take the toys out, throw the package away. It's meant to be, hey, this is, I bought something special and unique at Comic-Con that very few people will have, and this is mine. It's part of my collection. And so it's a great process throughout that we work on, and it's fun to bring it to the consumers. Yeah. Cool.